Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with episode number 102, a listener question about training for speed versus distance. I got this great question on Instagram this week. Remember, if you want to follow me at Instagram, I'm at Mojo for Running. And anyway, I thought this question would be a great topic to discuss because it might help a lot of different people. But before we do that, I want to tell you that I finally got around to doing something I've been meaning to do for a long time. You know, people ask me all the time what equipment, what gear I recommend and use. And I have been meaning to do this for a long time, but I finally put together a list of my 10 favorite pieces of running gear. So if you go to the website, mojoforrunning.com, you'll see on the right-hand side, in the right sidebar, a place where you can register to get that sent to you, and you'll have it in your inbox in just a few minutes after that. So I hope that's helpful. I'm sure it'll be helpful. Okay, now let's get to today's question. She asks, I am currently running at an 8:30 to 8:40 pace. I'm running between 3 and 4.5 miles 5 days a week. Should I work on increasing distance or lowering my pace next? Great question. Think about it. What would your answer be? I'll read it again. I'm currently running at a 8:30 to 8:40 pace. I'm running between 3 and 4.5 miles 5 days a week. Should I work on increasing distance or lowering my pace next? Well, a good logical schedule would have her increasing distance, which would definitely increase speed over time. But that would absolutely not preclude doing some speed work as well. But let's address the other big issue first. The first thing that jumps out at me is the 8:30 to 8:40 per mile pace. Let's stop for a quiz here. When I read that, I knew the first thing I should explain. Something jumped out at me. Do you know what that is? I'll give you a second to mull it over. Okay, I'll give you a hint. The problem is not that it's too fast or too slow. You see, I don't know this runner, so I don't know what intensity that is for her or him, but I still have an important comment about it. The key here, regardless of the intensity, is that she seems to be doing all her running at almost exactly the same pace. If she's just going out to get exercise, then that's an easy, and if that's an easy pace for her, then that's just fine. But it seems from the question that she's wanting to get both faster and build endurance. That being the case, then whatever the intensity that pace is for her, it would be best to modify her workouts to be running easy miles some days, and you know how many days that is, 80%, or 80% of the time, and doing speed work or a long run, a combination of speed work and one long run, the other 20% of the time. So her pace, depending on what day and how hard she's working, should vary by 1.5 to 2 minutes per mile. That's right. So that's the first big point, to make sure the difference between hard and easy is greater, more obvious. As it is now, she's either running hard too much or easy too much, but she's probably running at a pace somewhere in between, which just is not nearly as effective. Why? Well, she needs to run hard and then, wait for it, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? Then give her body time to recover with an easy day or so. The results from just making this one minor tweak will be major, and she'll see the results in just a few short weeks. The other thing she needs to do is have one long run day per week, or somewhat. I don't want to say it has to be 1 week. That's not set in stone. She could have that one extra long day every other week or every 10 days. But she does need that one longer run on a regular basis. That way she's building her endurance. It's going to make all of her running better. If she's varying between 3 and 4.5 miles, then here's what I would do. Let's just say for the purpose of discussion, she runs her long runs on Saturday. Then I would suggest that she bump up the 4.5 to 5 the first Saturday, then increase it to 6 the next Saturday, then fall back to a 4.5 for her run the next Saturday, which means no long run that week. And then that would mean that that's a fallback week with no long run, which is good. It gives her body extra time to recover. Then the next Saturday, she should do 7 for her long run. Then the next Saturday, fall back to 5 to give her body time to get a little bit extra time to recover. Then the next Saturday, I would say she could bump it up to 8 or 5.5, or 7.5, but I would suggest repeating 7 again. Then fall back to 5 again the following Saturday, and then the next Saturday, go for 8. If you look at that, that's 8 weeks of building her long run. In 8 weeks, she's got her long run up to 8. And her other runs during the week are still alternating between 3 and 4.5. If she does that and works on making sure her easy days are easy and her hard days are hard, she should see massive improvement in both speed and endurance. If you'd like me to help you figure out what you're doing that might need tweaking to improve your training, or if you just have several questions and would like to talk to me, just go to the website and click Coaching Call in the menu bar, and we'll set up a time to talk. There will be a form for you to complete. Then you pay via PayPal. Then you get an email from me to set up a time for the call. It's amazing what we can cover in 30 or 45 minutes. Just a reminder to follow me on Instagram at @mojoforrunning. That's a great place to ask questions, just like she did. I did answer this for her, but, you know, I can't really explain it properly on Instagram. I mean, I only really can put a few, a couple sentences. So anyway, but if I get good questions there, I'll answer them here, because any question that you ask would probably be a question that 1,000 other people would like to ask. Please let me know you're a podcast listener if you start to follow me on Instagram, and I would love it if you would repost my posts. That's extremely helpful because it spreads the word. Word of mouth is still better than any other form of promotion. When you retweet my tweets, share my Facebook posts, review this podcast on iTunes, or repost my posts on Instagram, I very much appreciate the help in introducing this podcast to new people. Thanks to these people for their recent contributions since the last episode. Kim, thank you, thank you. Kim is very consistent and regular and really supports the podcast by donating every single episode. So, Kim, I just have to say thank you very much. Benjamin, Alvin, Marie, Kim again, Claire, and Britt, thank you very much. Today's quote, "Man is never more human than when he plays." That's from Frederick von Schiller. Running is play, you know. That sure is what I think. When I'm out there running, especially when I'm running with my friends, this week I actually got to run. When I was running, I actually saw probably over a period of 3 days, I saw probably 7 manatees and 7 dolphins. It was amazing. And a few rays as well. And I was running along the water. So I don't know whether I'm running with friends or just looking around. I still love being outside just as much when I was a kid. And I really do have a sense that I'm playing when I'm out there running. And I'm sure that's good for me and good for everybody. Take care.